Knowing that God is good, knowing that God is faithful, and that, you know, He wants to remove those deceptions from your mind and from your heart, more importantly, to open up avenues for Him to heal you, for Him to be good to you, and for you to recognize that He's just always been that way. And when we remove those deceptions, it's like we're seeing God for the first time, who He really is, a good and faithful and loving Father. And that's what I got from the conference for today.
Now, we get into this next category of deception. This is a big one. I can't even go over all of this. It's a spiritual deception. This is a worse. Spiritual deception. The first one is obvious. There are people who just don't believe in divine healing and divine health. They say it's not scriptural. Well, if you don't believe, you won't receive. Because if you were to go into the Word of God, you will clearly see that by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed and you are healed. God, I'm going to make a statement that will shock some of you.
Go ahead.
But yes, I'm going to say it and I'm going to clarify. Because I don't want to be misunderstood. God is not healing today. Let me repeat this. Give me a minute, I'll explain. And this is what the Bible said. God is not healing today. You know when God healed? On the cross. On the cross. You know what's happening today? People are receiving it. People are receiving what is already available. So if you are sick today, you're praying, God, heal me. You are praying wrong. Healing is available. All we have to do is change the way we think, get into the Word of God, open our hearts, and learn how to receive what belongs to us.
Amen.
This is why unbelievers who have never even heard of Jesus as their healer, they get sick, and then they run into somebody like me who understands, who has a revelation of healing, and I explain to them. They are so baby Christian, they open their hearts and they receive it. Instantly they are healed, and then they accept to follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. When He died on that cross, healing is available for mankind, not just for Christians. There were no Christians when He died. Ha!
Yes.
So, God is not healing today. He already healed.
Right.
So if you refuse to accept that, what does that mean? You just won't receive it. Period. That's the first deception, and many people are deceived in this area. The next deception is that people, Christians, get confused between divine healing and divine health. Many Christians, they hear that God is their healer. They understand, they receive that. They just want to be healed. They have some disease. They're like, just pray for me. Lay hands on me. They memorize all the healing scriptures. By the type of Jesus, I am healed. They just parrot it. They don't even believe it. And they just want you to lay hands on them. And God is so good. God is so merciful. God in His grace. We walk through somebody in the gifts of miracles. Somebody could lay hands on them. And instantly, they manifest that healing.
Amen.
But guess what? What's the problem with that? That person has received that healing and they walk away, but they've not been taught how to walk in that healing. That's a deception. And they think that each time they get a sickness, they have to find someone to lay hands on them. Each time they get sick, they have to run to a healing minister. But that's not God's best. God's best is that once you receive that healing, because you were ignorant, by His grace you receive it, just like I was ignorant, I receive it. From there, you get the revelation that His will is for you to walk in divine health, which is the ability to overcome symptoms and diseases, and you prevent a disease from reigning in your body. That way you can get up every day with strength and joy and hope. Are we getting this? So many Christians are deceived. Which is why they will not come to a meeting like this. They will tell you, I already got it. Well, here's how I say it. If you got it, why are you still sick all the time? They don't like it. You see, I'm very direct, you see. I tell it as it is. I learned from Jesus. Jesus was direct. Many Christians have pride. You know what pride is in God's way? Pride is just refusing to submit to his teachings and his ways. That's really what pride is for God. It's not what you guys think. You drive a big car, well, that's part of it. But in God's word, pride is a stubborn spirit. Many Christians have that. They think they got it, but they don't. Because they just believe that if I just say a prayer, God has healed me, well, fine. But Satan also knows that you don't have that revelation. So Satan will attack you all of the time, trying to take you out. So you guys who are here, you are special. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ruth, friend. I want to help you today so you can receive healings in your body. Are you struggling with a disease or just struggling with receiving anything from the Lord? I believe my testimonial book will really bless you. As you know, if you are aware, I received healing from the Lord from metastasis colon cancer over 14 years ago when I was given a very poor prognosis. And today, close to 15 years, I am living and walking in divine health. So my testimonial book continues to bless thousands of people, hundreds. I've received a revelation how to walk in divine health and healing from this book titled Healed by the Stripes of Jesus. I recommend you get a copy today. Even if you don't have a disease in your body, you want to be prepared when you are attacked, or you may know somebody who is struggling with some disease. God has promised us in his word that we can receive divine healing. But do you know how? This book will really help you. Everything is straight from the Bible. So get a copy today. Visit our website and get a copy. And everything you get from us goes straight into the ministry to help us to advance God's work. But if you live overseas, please get it from Amazon. So we thank you for getting this book. That will bless you and will bless us to advance God's work. So together we are advancing the kingdom of God and spreading the good message of the gospel. Thank you. Now, let's go to the next spiritual deception. This is by far the biggest one. And this one almost took me out. Christians acting on incomplete truth. You know, God honors obedience. When we act in incomplete truth, God in his mercy will always help. But God wants us to have the complete truth and act on that. You see, what do I mean by incomplete truth? Like I said, my testimony is so huge, but here's another part of my testimony that some of you may not know. When I got attacked with that cancer, it was so sudden. I just got up one day, I had unbelievably severe pain. I ended up in the emergency room. That was the first miracle I received. That was the first deception that was unmasked, and God used a doctor. I refused treatment. I refused surgery. When I got my colon, I had what is called intussusception. Nurses, you know what that means, and doctors. My colon had wrapped around itself like that. The tumor, the cancer was so huge, it wrapped around my colon. I had no circulation. The pain was as if someone took a knife, pierced it into my stomach and was twisting it. Nothing worked. When I ended up at Loma Linda Medical Center, they gave me the best pain medications, the oxycodone and the morphine. I was hallucinating. Nothing worked because I needed immediately emergency surgery. They called the chief surgeon. They called everybody. I said, no, I don't want the surgery. I said, God told me that I'm healed. Yes. I refused it. They said, okay, we're going to admit you. Because I was refusing the surgery. And my mom was with me, my mom, my then fiance, and they called family members, church members. People were praying for me. I said, no, I refused it. And for 8 days, if you know anything about Loma Linda Medical Center, it's a teaching hospital, so they come in groups. I had about 12 doctors in the surgical team watching over me. And they would say, Dr. Tanya, you are dying. Take the surgery. No. By the 6th day, I was on life support because I was dying. My hemoglobin was dropping like below 7. I could not breathe on my own. My organs were failing because I was refusing it. And I had refused the surgery. We're going into day number 8. I was essentially dying. I was just saying, no, God says I should not have the surgery. And I was thinking, why am I going to have surgery? You guys are going to take me in there. I'm not sick. Why do I need surgery? I know. The doctor, Dr. Funk, and I mentioned him in my book, and I thank him in my book, all the doctors had given up because they said that woman is going to die right there. Mm-hmm. And I was told that another 2 days I would have been dead. Mm-hmm. Dr. Funk, everybody had left. He came to me and said, Dr. Tanyi, please, you need this surgery. I said, no, I had oxygen. No surgery. He left. I was watching him. He came back. He went on his knees. He prayed for me. He said, God, this woman is dying. Open her eyes to receive this surgery. When I heard him say that, it was as if the scales of deception fell from my eyes. I jumped out of bed with the oxygen and all the life support, and the thing was going bum, 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 and the nurses were coming. I said, I'm ready for surgery. And quickly, they told me I was going to have a colostomy bag because my colon was damaged. I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm not having a colostomy bag. And Dr. Fong, they were in a hurry because they thought I was going to refuse the surgery again. They rushed me into the emergency room, emergency surgery, and my surgery was about 9 hours. What is the point? Satan was about to take me out. God used surgery for that first miracle that I needed. And I came out of that with no colostomy bag. I discuss all of that in my book. So Christians sometimes are deceived that honestly, the truth is that Jesus has healed you, but the lie is that you don't need medical treatment. And it's a deception because there are times when your faith is not strong enough to receive from God immediately, and God may want you to start with medical treatment and then get to a point where he will lead you to stop the medical treatment. But many Christians, because they are deceived, they quit medical treatment too soon, and what happens? They die. I know many people. I know 3 last year who did this. They got the revelation that they were healed. They threw away their insulin. Through everything, they didn't allow their faith to work, and they ended up with a stroke within 30 days, and they died. So the incomplete truth, you cannot act on incomplete truth. So what is the truth? The truth is that you have to know that you know that you know that you're ready to refuse medical treatment. Are you getting this? Because God can use whatever means he finds necessary to meet you at the place and at the point of your faith. It's a faith issue with God because the Holy Spirit will not move apart from you. And if your faith is not strong enough to receive it, guess what? And you make that decision prematurely, you're in trouble. You may not be ready. So don't stop your medications until you feel that you're ready. And in fact, when you do that, that's not even faith. I've had people tell me, well, God has healed me, I don't need the drugs. I'm okay with that. But the question is, show me where it says in the Bible that you don't need the drugs. Are you following me? There's a time for drug. God will use what he has to at the time. And what is Bible faith? Bible faith, in its simplistic form, is taking God's promises and applying it into your life. When Christians refuse treatment right away and they're not even ready to receive in the Spirit, they are being deceived because you are not in faith. Faith is only confined within God's promises. Please. Show me in God's word that says you should not take medication. Show me in God's word that says you should not get mammogram. Show me in God's word where it says you should not see the doctor. It doesn't exist. So when you make that decision, you're outside of faith and you're limiting God. You know what faith would be? Faith would be to say, you know what? I'm going to trust God to use the doctors for my favor. I'm going to trust God to align me with the right doctors. Just like a doctor was the one that God used. I'm going to go see the doctor and get the report, but God's report is what I'm going to believe, not the doctor's report. I'm going to go see the doctor because I need that information to know how I'm going to pray. Amen. I'm going to go get that information to know how Satan is attacking me so I can fight better. Yes. But if you stay in ignorance and you don't go see the doctor, you don't know what's going on, you're a fool. Right. You're outside of faith and you're limiting God. Yeah. It's dead. Real quick before I share this scripture, I had somebody call me a few months ago. She was making this mistake. Her husband had been showing signs of Alzheimer's when he was in his 60s. And she was under this erroneous idea that she's believing Jesus as a healer. She will not go see the doctor. She was babying that thing at home. And, you know, God is merciful. God was helping her. And it got to a point where now the husband is forgetting where he's going and leaving the stove on. And it's getting bad. She called me. I said, okay. She said, doctor, I need help. So I only call you because you're a Christian doctor and you're a minister. You tell me the truth. I said, number one, listen to this story now. Get the principles. I said, number one, you're calling me only because I'm a Christian doctor and I will tell you the truth. Right away, you're telling me you don't even have faith in God. Because if you have faith in God, you can go anywhere knowing that God will favor you. Amen. Are you following me? Yes. God will favor you. No matter who you see, go see any doctor. God will favor and just pray for favor. I said, number one, you're not even in faith. Because you're limiting God. You're coming just to Christian doctor. I said, number two, when did this happen? She said, oh, it started 10 years ago. I said, okay, what have you been doing? Well, nothing because Jesus is my healer. I said, I know that. I said, but have you ever taken him to see the doctor? Do we have blood tests? No, why not? Jesus is my healer. I said, you've been deceived. I said, you know, it's just the grace of God that your husband has not driven himself to his death. I said, now you're contacting me. You're trying to seek a doctor 10 years into the late stage Alzheimer's. Had you started this thing 10 years ago, your husband would have been freed from this. But because you were acting on incomplete information, Satan deceived you. Now he is dying of Alzheimer's disease. And medically speaking, there's nothing that can be done. You need a miracle.
We are only able to produce these programs because of regular financial support from viewers like yourself. So would you prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner with us? As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and monthly giving will enable us to produce more programs like this one and make it possible for us to get into more television stations, thereby reaching more people with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Becoming a partner is really easy. Simply visit our website at drruthtanyi.org and sign up there. Or if you prefer, you can email, write, or call us. Also, consider helping us with a one-time donation as you are led by the Lord. We would greatly appreciate that. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means all of your donations are 100% tax deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your prayers, consideration, and donations, and we believe that God will bless you back abundantly. And remember to visit our website and obtain your copy of the Spiritual Warfare audio CD teaching and the book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? How to Excel in Your Identity in Christ.
But isn't that what many of us do today? We hang on incomplete truth, and then we open the door for Satan to deceive us. And we get up in the morning, oh, why am I having all these symptoms? Well, go get yourself checked out. Be in Bible faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the assurance, title, deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. This is from the Amplified. Title, deed, confirmation. It means that you already have it. It's not a title deed. It's like ownership, you know, to a property. what this is saying is that God's promises, you own them. You don't see them now, but faith believes that they exist because God is real. So if you are going to make medical decisions outside of your own wrong notion, you're not in faith. Just know that. And God is not obligated to honor that. Are you with me here? So let's be careful, because Satan is going to deceive us. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. What is he saying? All of God's promises in the Bible. What did he say? They are yes and amen. Is there, let me give you a quick checklist. You know what I do? If I have a thought and I'm believing God for something, the best thing you can do, find a promise. If you cannot find a promise in God's word for what you are believing God for, it's not faith. Forget it. God is not going to honor that. I am telling you this 100%. If you are believing God for something, you just conjure up something in your mind. Oh, God, I'm sick. I'm not going to see the doctor because I'm believing you. Okay. You're going to heal me. You're going to heal me. And you cannot find, and something is telling you, go see the doctor, and you're refusing. That's the Holy Spirit. If you continue to refuse that you die, that's on you. Because you know what? The word of God says something about prayer. And clear as I did a teaching on prayer, I'm not going to go there. God says in, I think it's in 1 John 5:14 through 15, I get more into that in session 2, that says, this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we pray in accordance to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, we have the confidence that we will receive. Let's go back to that part that says, if we pray in accordance to his what? Will. What is God's will? His word. Yes. So stop believing God for things that you cannot find in his word.
Yes.
And stop expecting results. You won't get it. That's deception.
Hey, Bible students. Study the Bible with Dr. Ruth daily through her audio Bible teaching podcast program, which is a book by book, chapter by chapter, verse-by-verse teaching throughout the Bible, focusing on major principles and teaching you how to apply them into your life. Understand the true nature of God. Learn simple and practical ways to apply God's Word into your life and expect godly results. Grow in your relationship with God. Disciple others, plus much more. These Bible teachings continue to change countless lives daily. Some call it practical, an easy way to study God's Word. Others call it enjoyable, easy even for children to understand. Become grounded as a student of God's Word. Listen to this audio Bible teaching program at your convenience, anytime, anywhere, and learn simple and practical ways to apply God's Word into your life. The Bible teaches that only the doers of God's Word receive the blessings. So sign up for this Bible teaching program today and learn how simple it is to become a doer of God's Word. Subscribe to it today, or order one or even several books of the Bible on a USB flash drive and start walking in God's blessings.
Number four. Violating spiritual laws of health and expect godly results of healing. This is a fourth way that many of us, and I'm going to end with this one here. This is a lot. This is a whole, you know, when God gave me, for those of you who came late, when God gave me this title, I'm going to write a book about this, about unmasking the deception. This is so important. I'm just scratching the surface. Because this is a new revelation that the Lord gave me last week. I'm just scratching the surface. I'm going to go back and get deeper into this. I'm going to write a whole book, because this will set so many people free. Yes. There's so much deception. Here's a fourth one that Christians do. They violate spiritual laws of health and healing, and they expect healing to manifest. And they expect healing to manifest, but you violate God's laws. What are God's laws? I'm not talking about like the Old Testament laws that say do. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God's laws are his precepts. They are his principles. They are his decrees in his word. And God has told us that he's bound by his word. God relates to us within the confines of his word. Let me give you some scriptures to encourage you. Psalm 89, 34. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. That's God saying that he will not violate his covenant. That's his word. That's Psalm 89, 34. Just write this down because I'm going to go a little fast in this area here. I have so much I want to download on you guys. I don't think you guys can handle it, but this is, I want to give you just what's important. If there's one thing you can take from this session, it's this part here. Don't violate God's laws and expect results. Let's go through this. I will repeat this because God deals with us within the confines of boundaries. You see, there are Christians who say, well, God can just do it. God doesn't work like that. Are you with me? God has limited himself. God has boundaries. He has limited himself within his word and given us a free will. So let me give you some scriptures that people violate all the time with regards to health, and then they expect a miracle. I've read the first one. That's God just saying that I will not violate my word. Here's another one, Jeremiah 1:12. God is watching for people who believe his word and act on it. Jeremiah 1:12, the Lord said to me, this is Jeremiah saying, God is speaking, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. Here's Matthew 24:35. This is Jesus. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. John 1:1, God is his word is him. In the beginning was the word. The word was, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, God is his word is him. The precepts of God, God deals with us within the confines of his word, which are boundaries. So we must operate with God within those boundaries. Know this about the laws of God. They are constant. Write this down. They never change. Jesus Christ, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God says, I am God. I change not. His precepts do not change. So when you go out outside of God's word and you expect God to change because of you, he does not. It's not because he doesn't love you. He loves you. That's why he is saying, obey me. And when you act outside of his word, that's called disobedience. These laws are impartial. God is just. God is just. God doesn't favor brother Dr. Adeno Sede and favor Sister Leonie there because you've served God for 100 years. God doesn't work like that. You know what God's laws do? If you just believe them, you open your heart, you receive them. It's as simple as that. We make it so complicated. God doesn't deal with us based on works. It's grace and obedience to his laws. It's simple. Number three, write this down. These laws are predictable. You can have an expected outcome. You can know the results you will get when you obey God's word and you walk in them. Please listen to me. When the Bible says that, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you can know what God's good, pleasing will is. God is telling you that if you take my word, you believe in them, you will have clarity of your calling in life. You will have clarity and you will be able to receive whatever you want. That is a law. That's a precept. Here's another one. It's universal. Because God created mankind in his image, this will work for anyone, everywhere, no matter where you are. Here's a fifth one. They have inherent consequences when they're violated. They have inherent consequences. What do I mean? When you violate God's laws, Satan will use that to bring shame and condemnation upon you, and the Holy Spirit will just convict you gently to repent. Now, with that in mind, I want to spend the next 10, 15 minutes, please bear with me. This may take longer, to bring to you where many Christians miss it. Many, I would say 95%.
Interested in learning about your health from a holistic approach? Then we have what you need, the Biblical Preventive Health Magazine with Dr. Ruth. This quarterly magazine focuses on addressing your health from a holistic approach, mind, body, and spirit. You have heard what medicine has to say about a host of diseases plaguing people today, but do you know what the Bible says? In this magazine, you will learn how to view your health from a biblical perspective and how to incorporate practical medical lifestyle remedies and biblical solutions to overcome diseases. Don't be confused anymore with all the conflicting information out there about health. Obtain this magazine and become equipped with accurate, holistic health information from true and experienced professionals. Receiving your healing from the Lord, boosting your immune system, changing behaviors, and adopting lifelong healthier habits, incorporating healthy eating daily, attaining wholeness of the mind, body, and spirit, using medications and supplements wisely, plus much more. This magazine is unique, and you can only obtain it through us by visiting our website, drruthtanya.org. Get a copy of each edition today, or you can subscribe to it annually. Thank you.